And now we are joined by Bill Hancock. We appreciate your time this morning.
I'm glad to be here. Y'all doing okay?
We're doing fantastic.
We're doing great.
A lot of buzz this morning here at SEC Media Days.
No question. I asked you this last year, Bill, and this was at the end of the experience. How many total interviews do you expect to do in your 4 days in Hoover, Alabama this time?
Checked with Lauren, who keeps me on schedule, and she said 41.
Total?
Yeah.
For the whole week?
41?
That's 41.
Not bad.
Not bad.
That doesn't count the print.
Oh. Well, okay. Okay.
Well, those guys are vultures.
He said it. You don't have to. He said it.
One guy up there said the same thing about you. You're going down there to Radio Row with the Vulture.
Yeah. That's a fair point.
No, not really. Yeah. No, it doesn't count the print. But for me, I sit around all day for 4 days and talk about college football. My goodness.
Yeah.
What a great life.
Well, let's talk about college football a little bit. And my question to you, because now there's so much conversation about should the playoff be more teams, should the playoffs be include more programs. So my question to you is, sitting here today, if you went back to the inception of this, would you do it the same with four teams in the playoffs?
You bet. We'd do the same thing. Four is the right number for this. When we were creating the playoff, we had a big spectrum of options, all the way from go back to the old bowl system, don't even try to match up 1 and 2 in a bowl game, over to 16 on the other end, 16 teams on the other end of the spectrum. And we began to weed them out from the ends. We knew we couldn't go back to the old bowl system. That'd be silly. We knew we couldn't keep the BCS. We also knew 16 was too many. And it came down to four and eight, really. And four let us keep the focus on the regular season. We have the best regular season in sports. And why would we ever monkey with the best thing going in college athletics? So at some point, the point is about eight and more. At some point, a big playoff would begin to take away from the regular season, frankly, like it has done in college basketball, which I love dearly. But we all need to be working on November, December, and January and February in college basketball. Yeah. Well, we don't need to do that in football. We don't need to take anything away from the regular season. We're the only sport where the regular season is still awesome, where we don't have kind of an all-comers type of meet at the end of the year. Play a regular season, doesn't mean much, then go to the postseason where everybody gets another chance. That's not the way we have chosen to operate in college football.
Exclusivity is a good thing, in my opinion. Bill Hancock joining us here. Now, let me ask a couple stats here that everybody knows. We have more bowl games than we've ever had in the history of college football. They're making more money than programs and are because of the bowl games than we've ever had in college football history. We got more teams going. We've got better TV ratings for most bowl games in the history of college football, still dwarfing other sports. Why do coaches, and in particular, we don't want to all get on the bad side of Nick Saban, but why is it that coaches are complaining about the health of the bowl system?
Nick is a big picture guy. Nick can look into the future and say, what are things going to be like in the future? Nick doesn't want anything to happen to the bowl games. He has been at a program that needed a bowl game to get its kind of get a toehold for its program. So he wants that to continue. And Nick and I have talked about this. He's not anti-playoff at all. As a matter of fact, he supports and he likes the playoff. But he says we have to keep our eye on what's happening with the bowl games.
How do you, though, in this process, then weigh sort of what you think is best for college football versus the crazy thirst of fans that may want more or less of either side?
Yep, fans want more. And a lot of people, when they say they want eight, I say, how come? They say, well, they want more football. That's what they want. They want more games. Well, my goodness, who can argue with that? That's why people are still watching bowl games on TV. They love college football. But we have found a balance with four. Four gives us the playoff and keep the regular season. And the other thing about four is, well, Nick and Dabo and Urban Meyer all have said to me, two postseason games is plenty for their players.
Yep.
By the time they get to the championship game, the end of the championship game, their kids are nicked up, they're beat up. And they've said, we can't imagine having to crank up and do it again next week. So four is where we are by the contract. But four is where we are emotionally and culturally also.
When I spoke with you last year, we mentioned sort of the New Year's Eve issue and how you guys have handled that. And then there's some announcements and some slight changes were made to that. Now you got another year of data to analyze, right? We're now 3 years through this data process. What have we learned now through 3 years that affects the way things are going to be done and run and handled in the next 10 years?
Yep. We made a major change last year. We tried New Year's Eve on a weeknight, and it didn't work. The numbers of viewers just went down a little bit, and this is for the semifinals. And so we said, hey, we got to fix it. And so I was so proud of our board for being flexible enough to fix it. We found out about it in January, and by April we had fixed it. The fix is the semifinals now will either be played on a Saturday or a holiday for the rest of the contract. It was the right thing to do.
What's the next challenge you think the board needs to be reactionary in fixing?
We have to keep, not a fix necessarily, but we have to keep, maintain the integrity of the selection committee. One reason people like the playoffs so much is, yeah, they have a bracket, they got another game, they got a tournament they can follow, I get all that. But they also respect this committee, high integrity people. You can argue, you can debate Condi Rice's opinion or Tom Osborne's, but you cannot debate their integrity. You can't say, you're speaking of a position from a, you've lied to me, or you're coming from a lack of integrity. No. So we have to keep high-integrity people on the committee.
It's interesting. I always tell fans, are always like, well, what about this person? What about that person? I go, Condoleezza Rice has sat in a room and decided whether or not they should bomb other countries. I think she can handle which football team is better or not. Like, it's just ridiculous to think that they can't handle this.
Condi is, she's fabulous. She's down to earth. She's smart. She knows and loves college football. It was one of the highlights of my career was getting to know her.
Yeah.
And she'll be a friend for life. That's the way she is.
One of the most interesting things about the committee is that it creates weeks of conversation trying to predict how the committee is going to view certain teams. Over time, do you think that gets easier for everybody to get a sense of the committee? Or do you really feel like the committee is going to be year to year very different in what they view?
The latter. It's year to year because every year is different. The first year we had TCU and Baylor, neither one played a good schedule. Baylor defeated TCU. A lot of people thought TCU was better, even though Baylor had beaten them. Last year, the issue with the three Big Ten teams that had all beaten each other made it very difficult for the committee. And then we had Washington sitting out there that had not played a good schedule, but had played very well against teams in the league. And the coaches on the committee kept telling us, hey, they're good. They got a really good quarterback, and they've got great players on defense. So every year will be different. And so people who are looking for an absolute scientific data-based rationale will be disappointed because that's just not going to happen.
Bill, I've been a long-time proponent of anti-expansion. I'm with you. I think four is perfect. I think exclusivity is wonderful. I think it's great. Certainly fans out there don't always agree with that, and that's okay. If there were to be pressure to push this fan agenda to grow the playoff, does that come? Where would you anticipate that coming from? Television partners, conference commissioners? I mean, there is an outcry from fans. I'm with you. I push back on it all the time. I do not want to see the playoff expanded. But there is a conversation out there that we have to acknowledge. So where would that pressure come from if there were to be some sort of pressure that implements change?
Good question. I would have to liken it to the pressure that happened at the end of the BCS time. It was internal from coaches, some coaches who didn't understand how it operated, and I completely understand that. It came from the press. It came from fans who then were encouraged by what they heard from the press. We are feeling none of that now. Not even the people who say they'd like to have eight, the tiny percentage of people who'd like to have more. And I get all kinds of playoff plans in the mail, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know.
Fans.
Handwritten stuff?
Y'all would love it. Handwritten all the way to 36-page, bound manuals. And I think, I wish I had that much time. If I did, I wouldn't
invest it in this.
It'd be a lot
of fun, though.
It'd be a lot of fun.
How about two in the same location? Has that ever been a consideration for like the college basketball?
Yep.
Like you have maybe two teams in Atlanta on a turf field. I mean that could be fun. I'm not saying I'm a fan of it, but it could be fun.
It could be fun. Not going to happen.
See, I'm just handwriting stuff and handing it to Bill Hancock.
It's fantastic stuff. I know we got to let you go. We appreciate your time, Bill Hancock, Executive Director, College Football Playoff Committee. We appreciate your time and your honesty in the conversation.
Y'all are great. It's always fun.
Thanks,
Take
Bill.
Care.
Good luck with the Vultures upstairs.